C-K-U-T, man, C-K-U-T.
Sanctified vagabond, speak upon kings. Praise be the king of the fringe. Why not go ahead? Meditate up in the mountain like two mountain dread.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
F-Files Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
All shall be well, all shall be well.
Take it so.
Oh, shall be well, oh, shall be well.
Being horizontal on your own.
Oh, shall be well,
oh, shall be well.
What will the evening be?
Oh, shall be well, oh, shall be
being
well.
Being a neoliberal.
Oh, shall be well, oh, shall be well.
Being inefficient, take it slow.
Oh, shall be well, oh, shall be well.
Hello.
Hi, Rosa. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. Could you just say hi to us for a moment? Just introduce yourself a little bit to us.
So my name's Rosa Farber. I'm from the southeast of England, from an organic vegetable farm. But I'm a performance artist and studied in London and Glasgow. And now I'm currently based in Glasgow. Yeah, that's it, really.
You're from an organic vegetable farm, so that's where you grew up.
Yeah, it's my mum's farm, and she still farms there, and I probably will go back there and, you know, run projects and stuff like that in the future, but I'm still kind of biding some time up here in Scotland. Feels really good to be here, but I know that something is pulling me back over a period of time, so I will return in a few years, maybe, or next year or something, yeah.
Right. I would love to ask you some questions about this choir group that you facilitate called CRA. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, we all say it differently. It's meant to be CRI in Gaelic, like Irish Gaelic, but we end up kind of saying CRI or CRA or, yeah, but it's meant to be CRI.
Could you tell us a bit about the group?
Yeah, so we're all, pretty much all artists or like art historians or activists. And that's not like how people were chosen. It's just kind of what's happened. And basically a year ago, I met someone who had a choir, but she hadn't met up with them for a long time. And I was planning to start a choir. So we sort of joined forces and decided to reboot her one, which was called Lovely Choir. So we worked together on that, like kind of co-facilitating it for a few months, and then she left Glasgow in the summer, and I sort of was still using a lot of the people from that in my performances, and then they were using me and the other people, so it became like a working group. So then I just said, should we call it CRI or CRI, which means love or heart in Gaelic, So it's kind of connected to the lovely choir, but sort of became its own thing. And it's like a sharing of, and lending of each other's voices and sounds for each other's performances and works.
I love the idea of it as a working group. That's a great word for it.
Yeah. Like you can workshop a song that you want to cover, or like just an idea that you had that needs multiple voices, and just try experiment with each other basically in our voices.
Right. What would you say? Would you say most of the people that are coming to the choir have had experience with choirs before, or singing before, or that kind of thing?
No, I mean, some of them have, or some of them have just used their voice in their own work, so kind of self-taught singing, but others have never sung before, and it's like the first time they're coming to it, and it's really open to whoever, because it's not about singing good, it's just about making sound, and through like doing it together, and you can kind of just do that in a choir, and you support each other with each other's voices. Not really, like, there's not really ever a solo or individual part unless that person is comfortable to do that or wants to do that.
Looping time and sound, lolling and lounging around, Federici's deep history. Modern relational difficulties. I sit on distant skylines. Blurries make figures in mind. Move through dark orange street lights. Underbelly burns in the meantime. Your movement gets shifted by your face. 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 Grounded with bodies, legs bent, melodies, play the reg stories. Sometimes we lumpy grumps get la 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 la. Your movement gets shifted by your face. You're forcibly ported, fornicate. Be careful with words that you embrace. There's smoke rising from what is at stake. A meat with screen kiss lightly. Touch and touch freely. A smile from deep dark energy runs away with me. Leaks out onto the street. A smile is easier to complete, drowned by these embodied histories. Sit up. Overcompensate. Sadly, I got comfy with this boggy state.
Shut up.
She said don't ting that light my way. Sets herself great time is taken as this body's promise. Nice and honest, your movement gets shifted by your face. She's forced to leap or to fornicate. Be careful with words that you embrace. There's smoke rising from what is at stake.
Full disclosure, I've been to one of these get-togethers, which was really lovely to sort of like peek in and see what it would be like to go there every week. And it's really nice that it's in this very, I mean, you just have it at your home a lot of the time, or in a very intimate space where it feels very easy to sort of try out weird sounds with people that you maybe haven't met before. Is it normally at your house, or is it normally in a space that's very intimate, would you say?
Yeah, so to begin with, it was in like our artist studios at the university, which I guess wasn't so intimate or domestic, but still like it's a kind of private-ish space. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we've had it in different places, but most of the time it's in my bedroom or in my kitchen, wherever I'll be living at that point. Or other people's living rooms if my housemates are busy or something. And yeah, so it is quite a domestic feel to it. And then we can also make tea, and like we have enough, there's no pressure of time if you rent a space or something.
I wanted to ask about your personal history with choirs, with like the choir format, and have you been in many before, and like what you chose to bring with you from those experiences, if you had prior choir experiences, or were there things that you really wanted to try to get away from with this choir or do differently?
Yeah, so I guess first of all, like my first experiences were always singing religious songs, like at school and stuff, and that really turned me off choirs. But I still really loved that like collective effervescence that you get from singing all together, and like the different arrangements and sounds that a big group of people make, and just that feeling of collectivism. So then, yeah, I was introduced to a choir in London a few years ago by some friends called F Choir, which is a kind of, well, it's called F Choir, which could be standing for lots of things, but in most of the time it's like feminist choir, and it's run by an artist called Jenny Moore, who's a performance artist and musician, and that was a really great experience, because I like learned a lot from the way she was conducting the choir, and like there were a lot of ground rules about like minimum admin, and everybody shares the tasks and everybody brings the snacks, and although Jenny was leading it, it wasn't her project, it was like a collective effort, and it was quite like strict in that way, like we mustn't put too much pressure on one person, we all have to kind of hold the space together. And I really like appreciated that as a non-hierarchical space, because it also made it feel like a political endeavor, that we were trying out the structure and working together in that way without a hierarchy. And that choir, yeah, so that was like quite inspirational. And then I just kind of had that in my mind a lot when I came up here, that, oh, I'd love to like be part of that choir still, but now I'm far away from London. So, but there are a lot of people that probably like these people in Cree who like feel that feeling as well. Or I don't know, there's something about choirs. It's also really tricky though to find a choir that you really like. It's a very personal thing, I think. Like, it's hard to kind of like integrate yourself if you don't really like the structure or the material that you're working with or the way it's approached or anything. So it's, yeah, so maybe selfishly then I just thought, okay, I want to try and start one. But yeah.
That feels like exactly the choir you want to be a part of. Yeah. And I think it's true what you said, there's something about choirs, and like, what is that? And why is it so joyful or so important to sing with a group of people? I was wondering if you could give us a bit of the flavor of what a typical practice or meetup would be like. What would you kind of open a rehearsal with?
Well, it depends if we're sort of working towards someone's performance or a performance, or if it's like just a kind of general meet up and singing session. But I guess, yeah, at the moment there's a few of us meeting up quite regularly, because we've got a performance in a few days and then again in a few weeks. So when we meet, we haven't been doing so many warm-ups, which is not so good for our voices, but we do a couple of songs that we know really well to warm us up. And most of the songs have got like low parts, medium parts and high parts. So we can kind of change between them and get our voices warmed up. In a general kind of session, we would just do some like body tapping and like strange noises and move our faces and our bodies in strange ways to kind of like stretch and like get the sounds into the different body parts maybe, and like especially the jaw and the tongue and the face that holds so much sound potential in it to kind of exercise that.
We must reconnect. We must reconnect. We must stay in touch. We must stay in touch. We must reconnect. We must reconnect.
If the tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
We must stay in touch. We must stay in touch.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
We must reconnect.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
We must reconnect.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
We must stay in touch.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
We must stay in touch.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands.
A tongue leans in, a tongue lands. A tongue leans in, a tongue lands. A tongue leans in, a tongue lands. A tongue leans in, a tongue lands. Too busy fingertips get hard. Update the town. A body knows its way. Demented attention. Reactions to rejections. Keep your fingers out of my mind. Reactions to suggestions. Behind the palm of his hand. Everything I've ever thought about the situation has been wrong. And I've got comfy behind the palm of his hand. Everything I've ever thought about the situation has been wrong. And I've got comfy behind the palm of his hand. Everything I've ever thought about the situation has been wrong. And I've got comfy behind the palm of his hand.
Mentioned that you're a performance artist and that a lot of people involved in the group are also performance artists or art historians. What kinds of performances is the choir involved in? Do you consider the choir to be performance art more than a choir, maybe?
The word choir, I'm using it a lot, but I don't like it so much because of that relation to like the church. Sometimes I try and make myself remember to say singing group or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we do all sorts of different things. Like we did a cover of Kate Bush's song Breathing. That was for like a friend's event that was all about nuclear bombs. So we did a cover of that where we also had like some costume kind of design involved. And then another friend created a song, a sound piece that was it was actually also about nuclear disarmament, and it was a kind of Morse code where we just made the noise dit and da in different arrangements, and it was a message to the police that she'd written in this special code. And yeah, there's like just, I guess, yeah, it's probably more performance art than a choir. Yeah. It's quite unusual stuff, maybe, or less conventional than what normal choirs would sing.
I did too want to ask you, I'm reminded a bit of, I did want to ask you a bit about your solo practice, which involves music as well. I wondered if you could tell us a bit about the kinds of things you like to make.
Yeah, so or
past projects, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so I write lyrics or texts that I turn into songs. And usually the writing or the language is informing the melody, but sometimes a melody might kind of pop into my head or like kind of invent itself as I'm walking somewhere, or like, yeah, have a beat in my body going. And then, yeah, so I recently produced an album that was about, oh, I can't remember now if it was 10 or 12 songs. I think it was 10 songs on the album. And they're all about a kind of figure, a female figure, and her relationships to different kind of structures in history that have affected her, like, contemporary life. Or they're kind of touching on all sorts of things, like the witch hunts that happened in Western Europe during the 16th century, or climate catastrophe, or relationships to ground and like earthly pleasures. So yeah, they're kind of a mashup of different subjects, and yeah, and that's what I presented for my end of degree show at the Glasgow School of Art. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I think we'll play, I think we'll at least play one of the songs from the album, if that's okay with you.
Maybe we daughters are moving away from our fathers, looking for some other way to stand up in this square. Each time a new lover leaves, we daughters get closer to our hands. This muscle is telling us, lean in to hear what she speaks. He is dating women who trade with fists full of internet. He is dating women who operate under their shame. She is made to reflect him and his affection. With a lick from her presence, he plays by the rules of her game. You treat your public nice. You treat your public nice. You treat your public nice, and you look over what's buried inside. Taking the time to check herself, what's in the mouth. Taking the time to collect what the body has housed. Fleshy, unlike stone, words that spill out on the pillow. Tongue my text, you're touching me till I'm undone. You treat your public nice. A comfortable song for all that you've done. You treat your public nice. You were after a son, but the daughters they won. You treat your public nice, and you look over what's buried inside. You choose to unsee what's out of sight.
Going forward with this singing group, are there things that you still personally want to achieve in terms of the way that it functions or its structure, or like things that you wish could happen with it?
Yeah, maybe like at the moment there's a kind of core group of about four or five of us, and then sometimes we have more, sometimes less. So it might be cool to get a few more people in that core group that are regular, like regularly coming to Cree. And maybe also to combine forces with like another choir that's, or another singing group that, you know, that's operating in maybe a similar way to us. For like maybe a bigger performance, or, you know, it'd be cool to kind of, and also like, yeah, it'd be cool to get some, like some funding or something to go on a trip, or to do some research together, or, just kind of pay ourselves sometimes for performances if like there's no fee from a venue or something like that. Yeah, we'll go and see musicians that we like. So yeah, it'd be cool to kind of just establish it a bit more. But at the moment, it's very low key, you know, just happening in kitchens and just doing pretty much everyone's working jobs, like full time jobs on the side. So yeah, it's a hobby kind of thing as well.
But yeah, something that's very like constant and consistent, and it's neat that you do kind of meet so regularly, even if you are working toward a particular performance, that you would still meet if you didn't necessarily have anything pressing to work on. Is there anything else you would like to know, you would like us to know about Cree?
Well, it's very casual. So if any of the listeners ever are in Glasgow and want to come along, they can always get in contact and drop in for one or two sessions, or just, you know, one session.
Is there any advice maybe you would have for someone who is thinking of starting up a similar sort of experimental singing group?
Yeah, the advice is do it, because it's really fun. And also, if it's difficult to get people to come to it, you have to message people individually.
Very sound advice.
And get like confirmation from individuals, and then you've got like a definite of three people or four people coming, and then you just say this is happening on this day, and hopefully more people will just drop by.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people associate with choirs this feeling of having to be on time and having to memorize everything for the next rehearsal, or this feeling of kind of anxiety or underpreparedness. And it's nice that you could maybe, you know, show up a little bit late, or, you know, come just for 1 week, or the structure is a bit looser that way.
Yeah, I think that's just the benefit of singing in a group. It doesn't matter if you miss a few words or you get something wrong, because you're one voice altogether. You're not like individual perfect voices, you know, you kind of merge. So it's not forgiving in that way.
Closed up, fleshy and messy, the body is walking itself. Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the Frequency Modulation Band Radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.